the Yetziat Mitzrayim, Hashem speaks about the mitzvot that the Jewish people are given for future generations to maintain the memory of Yetziat Mitzrayim and what it's meant to teach us. The last two parshiot pieces of Parshat Bo mention tefillin and are included in our tefillin. Both of them speak about the arrival in Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ayaki aviyacha Hashem el Eretz HaKna'ani, etc. The second time this is mentioned, there are two words added. Ve'ayaki aviyacha Hashem el Eretz HaKna'ani, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Kasher nishbalecha ve'la'avotecha, as it was promised to you and your ancestors, unitana lach. It was promised to you and your ancestors, but given to you. Rashi relates to the nuance that's being added here. And he quotes the Mechilta and says, Tehe ve'einecha ki'ilu nitnalacha bo bayom. It should always be in your eyes, as if it was given to you on this day, on the day being referred to. Va'al tehi ve'einecha ki'irushat avot. And it should not be seen by you as a land that you've inherited from your ancestors. It's kasher nishba lecha v'lavotecha, but netan aloch. Now this is a surprising statement by Rashi, because we know that Eretz Yisrael is very much a land that is an inheritance from our ancestors. As we remember from the beginning of Parshat Va'era, when God told Moshe to give the Lashonot of Geula to the Jewish people, the Lashonot of Vahotseiti, V'heitzalti, V'lakachti, V'ga'alti, and finally Pasuk Chet, and I bring you to the land that I raised my hand to give to your ancestors. So there, Dafka is described as a Yerusha, an inheritance. So one could say that the answer is it's a Morasha that you pass on, but not one that you receive. I think that's a surprising answer. Is Eretz Yisrael not a land we're supposed to see as something we both give on but also receive from our ancestors? And I think the answer to this can be arrived at by examining a parallel place where we find a similar tension. And that's in reference to Torah. We know that Torah also is described as a Yerusha, as a Morasha, the same word as in Shmot Perek Vav. Torah tziva lanu Moshe, Morasha kilat Yaakov. Torah also is described this way. And yet we find in the Mishnah and Avot a very similar statement to what we read in Rashi in this week's Parsha. Perek Bet, Mishnah Yud Bet, Rabbi Yossi tells us, Hatgein atzmach lilmod Torah. Prepare yourself, ready yourself, fix yourself to learn Torah. She'ena Yerushalach. Because it's not an inheritance. The obvious question here too, what do you mean it's not an inheritance? Talitzi v'lanu Moshe. Morashaki lat Yaakov. I think the answer to this can be found from Yerushalmi, which speaks about both of these things together. The Yerushalmi speaks about the Pasuk in Parashat Bo, which describes Eretz Yisrael as a Yerusha. And it asks, what does this mean, that it's a Yerusha? In fact, the Yerushalmi in Baba Batra asks, why is it described both as a Yerusha and as a Nitina, as a Matana, Unitanalach? Rav Hoshaya in the Yerushalmi says, Kol makom shenemra morasha. Any place where something is described as an inheritance, lashon diha, or diyeha, it's a lashon that implies weakness. Why would morasha imply weakness? The next line in the Yerushalmi continues and says, but it says morasha ki lat Yaakov by Torah, and it says the same thing. There's a danger by Torah also that it's described as an inheritance. And I think the explanation is that something that's an inheritance is very basic to who someone is. But it's also something that can be taken for granted. It's automatic. We receive it because of our genetic, historic, biological relationships. It's not something we need to earn. It's not something we need to connect to. And that's the danger. Because anything we value has to be something we learn to value. I think that's what the Yerushalmi means when it says, Kol makom shenemer morasha loshun dehe. Anywhere where it says morasha, there's a potential for weakness. I think it's what the Mishnah says means when it says, prepare yourself to learn Torah, because it's not a Yerusha. It has to be something you take hold of yourself. And I think that's what Rashi, the Mechilta that Rashi quotes, means as well. We should make sure that even though Eretz Yisrael is our ancestral home, and it is something we are automatically related to, we should make sure to see it as if it's a gift being given to us directly and personally today, and not just as the land of our ancestors. And clearly this is something we need to remind ourselves of as the world challenges our relationship with Eretz Yisrael. On the one hand, to know that that relationship goes back to the creation of the world, like the first Rashi on the Torah. But it's also something we reconnect with personally and feel that Hashem gives us, each of us, each of our days. May we be zocha to build such a relationship with Eretz Yisrael, at which point the world will respect it too. Shabbat Shalom.